dear practitioners, dear patients, and dear friends. And I name all three of you in no particular order, but yes, individually as one. And this is apropos of the context for this story that I want to share with you, of how a proposition, a dream that was presented to me by my teacher, Carlos Castaneda, came to evolve over time and arrive at this moment now of readiness after developing gradually for almost 3 decades. As a young medical doctor and coming from a family of doctors immersed in the premises of science, I came to meet Castaneda in the most unusual and unforeseeable of circumstances. And that was an inflection point in my life, from where everything changed. My overall interest in understanding other forms of medicine and healing in a way and up to that point had just been driven by my desire for knowledge and my fascination about human biology. But it all came to a sharp focus the moment I came to meet him in the early 90s, mid-90s, Los Angeles. The following day, after we met, he invited me out for lunch. We went to a Cuban restaurant, the Versailles, on Venice, and that was one of his favorite places to go. He arrived in a car driven by whom he called the Orange Scout, one of his close associates, who he called that way because when seen from the perspective of energy, her energy field appeared with an orange tint. In the lunch, I was fascinated to finally come to meet this enigmatic being who had been such an inspiration to me through his books. I came to realize later on that he was checking out my intelligence in whatever way that meant in terms of energy. I know it because in other instances, after I became his apprentice, we would sometimes take someone out for lunch and he would tell me precisely, let's go and see if he's intelligent. And then, like in other cases, he would talk all the time during the meal. I would be thinking, how can he tell if the person is intelligent if they haven't even opened their mouth? But in the end, invariably, he would declare that they were or were not in the most certain terms. As we finished that first lunch at the Versailles, I was walking out in the parking lot, and at that very moment, Castaneda approached in his car. When he passed by me, he stopped, rolled down the window, looked at me and said, "The reason why Infinity has pointed you out to me is that one day you're going to make a bridge between medicine and the knowledge of Don Juan." After that, he rolled up the window and left. At the time, in me, that comment was dismissed by my logical mind as perhaps merely he was being courteous in an attempt to be kind. Though later I came to learn that he was never just saying things for the sake of saying things. He was very purposeful with whatever he stated. Over the years, I dived myself as his apprentice. I pursued the studies of Chinese medicine, something that was recommended by him and by my energy aunt, Taisha. Taisha Avelar was closely linked to me than Nawal had told me early on. And indeed, she helped me. She guided me. She explained me things about the world of energy and about how they themselves lived. We talked at night for a long time, and I found that the way they lived matched to the letter, the worldview that I saw depicted in the books. Castaneda, I always call him Nawal, which denotes like a teacher, much like a swami or a sensei would be. He would always tell me how fierce Taisha was as a martial artist, and I was lucky that she had taken me under her wing, because I would have nothing to fear under her protection. I learned at that time that there was a close relationship at many levels between the tradition of the shamans from ancient Mexico and the studies of martial arts and oriental medicine. According to the oral tradition, in the 1700s, one of the Nahuals of the lineage of the time bumped into a sailor in the port of Veracruz and took that encounter as a sign to train that sailor as the new leader of the lineage. And that sailor happened to be a Chinese expert in martial arts. From that time on, the lineage encountered a lot of those Eastern elements, and I came to discover that there were uncanny similarities between both in many ways. Not only their views, but also in their way of dealing with energy. Towards the end of his life, Carlos Castaneda began to talk specifically to me and to a fellow doctor, La Doctora, who was his personal doctor, that we were going to open a clinic, a shamanistic clinic. A medical setting, he would say, but a place where the doors of the clinic would be opened by the spirit. A new configuration of what someone like Vicente Medrano represented in the lineage, a tradition also of curanderos and healers, medicine men and medicinal plants, herboristas. One of the shamans of Castaneda's party, Vicente, was the herbalist among them. He used plants to make medicines, using a different cognition than that of the Western world. It doesn't matter what you say to a plant. What's important is the feeling of liking it and of treating it as an equal. He said, as an example of this allosyntax, Castaneda stayed with the idea of our shamanistic clinic all the way until his death, always enthusiastic about it. His eyes would shine and get wide open, where you could see like more the white when he spoke of it. After his passing, there was a time to deeply reorganize ourselves in different ways. But 3 years later, La Doctora and I finally opened the clinic. At the time, we called it Telomedical, a place where medicine from the West, Eastern medicine, and shamanism would meet in some form. That was the intent, following the path that our teacher had outlined for us. As the years passed, that dream continued to evolve into the Energy Life Sciences Institute, as I continued to evolve. And more recently, all that learning is integrating in a way that it can be fully articulated. So here we are, and this is the context. And ELSI, the Institute, is the vehicle in which the world of Western medicine, as I studied it, the world of Eastern medicine, as I have understood it, and the world of shamanism, as I have experienced it, come together under one umbrella. It is just like in the myth of the plumed serpent, Quetzalcoatl, which is at the heart of Mesoamerican culture. The plumed serpent is greater than just the sum of its individual parts. In the lineage of my family name, my lineage of doctors, I came to the world as Paolo Rivarola. Later on, in my energy lineage, that connects me through my teacher to his teacher and to all the way to the shamans of ancient Mexico, I came as Miles Reed. The born Paolo and the dreamt Miles also unite. So the study of and the understanding of human biology, of medicine and chemistry, and of the individual awareness contained in each organ, of the relationships between our inner world and our outer world, but also even of how energy and information move throughout our body. How we can have a deliberate approach to thoughts and images to influence our function. How we can have a systematic practice to expand our perceptual lens. And in the end, an understanding of consciousness. These represent altogether a new stance to life, a new medicine. We need a sophisticated model for our time as we move deeper into the 21st century. The complexities in the world are entering a higher speed of change and is going to envelop us in the next decade, fast and big. This greater model, yes, includes self-awareness as a physical entity, as a biological, biochemical entity, but also as an energetic apparatus of perception, as a conglomerate of energy fields, and as an expression of the universe itself. My teacher, as a visionary, I believe that he saw all of this that is coming now, back then. I enter this structure where shamanism of Don Juan meets medicine of the East-West as merely an agent, a representative for the lineage of shamans of my teacher and for my family lineage, for the planet as a whole and for our evolution as people. And I invite you, come into this view. Let's relate to ourselves within these parameters. And let's access higher states of awareness, fulfillment, and purpose together.